Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Carlos Santana bringing us back. One of the greats. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. Dennis Jaffe. Dennis is a research associate with Wise Counsel Research. He's a faculty advisor and the author of Ultra High Net Worth Institute. He's the author of a new book called Borrowed from Your Grandchildren, The Evolution of the 100-Year Family Enterprises. Dennis, thanks again for being here. When we went to the break, we were talking about what does it take to have a family business endure and to not only endure but to sustain itself and to grow and to be viable and to support not just the third generation of people, but it's a bigger generation. It's more people. I mean, if we start out with we start out with two founders, then we go with children, then we got grandchildren and great grandchildren, and they all want, maybe they all want jobs. It's hard to do that. And you asked them before your book, some of these people, what does it take to do that? And they gave you the answer, and that's what we want right now. What is it?
Well, there are a number of things, but so family business has two qualities that are really important. And the first is the owners are related to each other. So they have an agenda, as you say, that's more than about business. They want to take care of each other. And the second thing is they want to pass it on to their children and grandchildren. So that's where my title comes from. So the first thing that they find is that the business has been successful. They face a second challenge. And the second challenge is this growing family. It's not a family anymore. It's a bunch of families.
Yeah.
And what these family businesses do is they turn their attention to building a great family. They see the conflict that can lie ahead. They see that the business has to grow and provide for more people. And they also see that the next generation has to develop skills to and values. So the families, for example, one of the things that they do is they set a clear expectations for the next generation that you're not going to become a consumer. And they develop the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
They spend time as a family, and they talk about not how we're going to make more money. They have a lot of it, but they talk about what's the best use of it.
How much time did they spend instilling the founding values of the company in the younger people, the next generation? How much time is spent on that?
A lot, and that's what I talk about. That's the special sauce,
isn't it, Dennis?
The special sauce is family engagement. These families, even when there are like 200 people, the family gets together every summer, let's say, and maybe 200 people come, and they get a resort. Or they have a family place, and everybody gets together, and they have fun, and the children learn together, and they meet each other, and they talk about their values, and they talk about what they expect, so that family members that grow up, first of all, they know if they want to be in the family business, they have to have something to contribute. If there's two people in the family, it's easy to get a job, but you have a family that has a couple of hundred members and they have a giant company. You don't just walk in and say, "Hey, I'm working here."
How do they do that? How do they tell a person who wants a job, who's, you know, they're the great great grandchild, and they want a job, but the company, the leadership has said, "You know what? I don't think you're a fit. You are not qualified. You don't share our values." How do they tell those people they got to go somewhere else?
Well, they don't wait till they apply for a job. These families have clear rules, and they've discussed it and talked about it so that the children grow up and say, "Boy, not how do I get a job with the business, but boy, if I really study hard, really prepare myself, and I really want to, I might work for this business.
Mm-hmm.
So I see it as a privilege and a responsibility, not a not a given. So these families create rules based on values about what they want to see. Families have things like code of conduct, where they say family members will act in certain ways, and you know it's not a legal agreement, but you know people say, "Well,
Dennis, it sounds it sounds like you're describing monarchies, doesn't it? I mean, this some of the things that you're talking about are remind me of the way monarchies require their people, their children to behave.
Well, except it's a if you remember the monarchy in England had a rebellion of the nobles, which was a family fight, and they created the Magna Carta. So it's a regulated monarchy, and the leadership are not in the first generation; they're absolute dictators because it's their business.
Right.
Second and third generation, the leaders are selected and they're accountable, mm-hmm. and there's a leadership team, a team of nobles. Which is called
do
the
they
board.
Bring in in the second, third generation, do they bring in outside advisors and board members?
Yes, they every family
that's
has
essential,
has
isn't
advisors.
It, from a business standpoint?
They have to have advisors that help them develop professional business practices, but they can't leave out the energy and the creativity of their younger generation.
Yeah.
And so they also invest in the younger generation, and they tell them to go out and to do things that are productive and to bring ideas back to the family. They listen to them.
Dennis, hold on to that. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to ask Dennis how the millennial generation is doing, assuming this third, fourth, fifth generation leadership. How's that working out here in the family business world? Tintail, right back with Dr. Dennis Jaffe. The book is called Borrowed from Our Grandchildren.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.